This is an exciting opportunity for everyone in Niagara to not only see the Ice Dogs play, to wear orange, but to help out the Rankin Cancer Run as well, January 26th. Marianne Edwards, tell me all about this.
We're grateful beyond words. How's that for the start, Rob? The Rankin Cancer Run is locally grown. It's grassroots. So just to give you a tiny bit of history, it's completely volunteer-led. And in the 15/17 years that it's been in operation, over $11 million has been raised and given back to every Niagara hospital.
Wow.
And Wellspring and hospice. And people are going to say, yeah, but how does this happen? And I really want to make this clear, Rob, because this is incredibly important. Because we're unpaid volunteers and our incredible lead sponsor, Rankin Construction, pays any bills that might be needed to be paid, and I mean every single bill, then we're in the position where every cent we raise, because there's no administration, the office is in my kitchen, we're unpaid, Rankin Construction is kindly paying bills, we can give every cent back to our own Niagara. And that is what will happen from anything raised with the jersey sale at this incredible hockey game.
January 26th will be Orange Shirt Day. It is Lace Up for Cancer. Now, tell me about how does it happen that an organization like the Rankin Cancer Run can have such an effect year after year after year, and everyone just wants to keep helping? How is it that it's able to survive that with everything that's going on with inflation and people don't have money to donate?
Rob, that's probably one of the best questions ever. I've asked the same question, and what people have told us is because we, as a tiny volunteer committee of 8 people, remain unpaid and we keep the money home. And that was the dream from the start of creating the Rankin Cancer Run. I was only going to do this if, in fact, that could happen and help our own. And that's what's driving the people. And it's for all cancers in the Niagara region. So what happens, Rob, is orange became the Rankin color because it is for all cancers. There isn't one specific one. Because as we said, cancer is cancer and it affects every body part. And so that's the significance of orange, and the people very much want the money to remain here. I absolutely say that is the number one reason driving it and continuing to drive it.
Where does the money go exactly? Like if I'm going to donate my money, where do I see that going?
You can donate it to your Welland Hospital. It will go to Welland. It will go to Port Colborne Hospital, and it has been. It will go to Wellspring. It will go to Fort Erie's Hospital, Douglas Memorial. It goes to Niagara Falls Hospital. It goes to the Walker Cancer Center. And just an FYI, the cancer center alone has received over $2 million from the Rankin Cancer Run. No, I haven't got the numbers in front of me. It might very well be five. It is five because Wellspring, Niagara has received over $2 million from us. Hospice, over $500,000. Many of the hospitals I just mentioned, including Douglas Memorial and Fort Erie, have received over $500,000 from the Rankin Cancer Run. So it is everywhere, Rob. Every community that needs it, every hospital that we have here, continues to receive our funds. And that's always a discussion we have. Every single city with a hospital has to get our money for immediate cancer care needs. That will never change. It never leaves Niagara. And as I mentioned, over $11 million has been raised and over $11 million has been returned to our own.
Marianne, does it shine a light for you on how connected and generous the Niagara region and all of its communities are?
Oh, Rob, there are no more words. Each year, I say I can't get any more overwhelmed. That's not true. It just keeps going. People just keep giving because they believe the need is so strong. And I remember when the actual originator of the radiation part of the cancer center spoke at our run, and he said, please, I've been instrumental in starting the radiation program and the unit at the St. Catherine site. And he said, please let me come and tell the people. please don't stop helping Niagara, because you people have made such an incredible, incredible difference. And so how many times, Rob, can we say we thank you from the bottom of our hearts? Mm. It's just, people will phone and say, how can I help?
Yeah.
People will send the donations online. It's all year long, whether it's in memoriam, whether it's anniversary parties, birthday parties, bake sales. It just, and I, because we started this, as I said, really 17 years ago, but we canceled two of the runs because of the virus. So in 17 years, we could write books on the heart and the generosity of everyone here in Niagara. It's so profound, but it carries, Rob. It goes across Canada.
Yeah.
This past year for the virtual, I was mailing shirts to BC and the United States and the East Coast.
Wow.
Because families took part here, but the rest of their families took part in all those other places. So, oh, endlessly, thank you, and thank you to everybody. And if no one has ever heard of the Rankin Run, I hope this helps to understand it a little bit more. And I hope it helps to motivate more schools. Rob, we've had over 52 schools taking part this year, virtual, over 44. And they say, Marianne, we're so driven. We love being at home on our own sites now. We get 100% participation.
Yes.
Bring this on.
So it's virtual again this year too, right?
I'm sorry?
It's virtual again this year as well.
It is. Yes, it is definitely virtual again this year. For a couple of reasons. The schools and many teams have said, let us pick our own day. Mm. Let us pick our own month. And we would love to be on our own site. So it works phenomenally. The second major reason, and this is so important, people who have come to the event have experienced bus shuttling. We've had 5 shuttle sites, and we've had over 45 buses.
Wow.
Operating and picking up teams in Port Colborne, Fort Erie, Grimsby, all across the St. Catharines, Welland areas as well, and bringing them in. So that was 45 plus buses where drivers donated their time. This is the former Danelle Bus Company. They donated their time. They were not paid. Danelle Bus Company donated the buses, and they donated the gas.
Wow.
They have recently sold. And so that as well is a huge impact on costs now. And we've decided as well, rather than pay for the buses, because their donation, again, Danelle Bus Line donation was out of this world every single year, we're going to give that money instead to cancer.
Wow.
To the cancer needs, and we're going to continue right now with virtual. So I've mentioned the two leading reasons we are going virtual again.
So inspiring, the work that you're doing, the continuous efforts for the Rankin Cancer Run. Marianne Edwards, thank you so much for your time. Don't forget January 26th, wear your orange. How good do you look in orange?
The best color ever.
Absolutely. So make sure you're there. Meridian Center with the Ice Dogs. Erie Otters are in town. January 26th. It is Lace Up for Cancer with the Rankin Cancer Run. Marianne Edwards, thank you so much for your time and your efforts, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you, huge, Rob.